请坐.
Please be seated.
奉主耶稣圣名， 我们继续来看这个 亚伯兰的故事。
In the name of Jesus, we keep reading the story of Abraham.
亚伯兰他第一次离开了乌尔。
The first time Abraham left Ur,
是他的爸爸带领他们的。
He was led by his father.
其实当时乌尔是一个很文明的地方。
And at that time, Ur is a place which was very civilized.
人类的第一个法典, 汉谟拉比法典, 现在你还可以看到, 就是在从那里找出来的。
The first law in the man history was there, found there.
亚伯兰神召他的时候,
when
他是一个不具备条件的人。
When God created Abraham, he was a man without any conditions.
因为圣经说他的撒来不生育啊。
Because according to the Bible, his wife Sarai did not bear any children.
在当时那个家谱里面，生儿养女是每个人必经历的，但是不生。
Bearing children was a must for those people back then. However, she was not able to do that.
那神跟他说要叫你成为大国。
And God told him that you will be a big kingdom.
大国没有人这个通吗？ 说好大的国家里面一个人都没有， 成为大国吗？
How can you have a big kingdom without any person?
说美国是个大国里面没有人。
It's like jokingly saying if there's America is a big country without any people.
神召一个不会生的孩子，不会生孩子的一对夫妇，说要让他成为大国，所以他被神选召的时候是不具备有条件的一个人。
So when God chose them, they did not have the precondition to have all those children.
神从乌尔把他召出来。
However, when God called him out of Ur,
要叫他去迦南地。
To ask him to go to the land of Canaan.
从当时最文明的地方把他。 当时那个迦南地还比较落后。
From a land of high civilization to a land which was kind of lagging behind.
那你可能会想说，哎呀，可能神要他换环境，来乌尔拜偶像。
Maybe you must be thinking that God perhaps wants him to change the environment. Maybe Ur is a place where people worship idols more.
那你这样想的话，就更糟糕了，因为迦南人拜的更厉害，还杀孩子来拜呢。
This is not a situation at all because the people of Canaan, they worship idol even more.
神让他改变环境，不是说改个更好的环境，其实那环境可能更差，神要他的是什么？完全顺服。
God changed his environment not to a better one but even to a worse one. The purpose of God is to change him so that he will be obedient to God no matter what the situation is.
那神要他离开本地本族父家。
And God asked him to leave his household, he leave his country, leave his father's household.
神从开始选召他，神的这个要求就没有变过。
So from the beginning, when God called him, the condition never changed.
第一次在乌尔召他也是这样说，第二次在哈兰也是这样说，神不会改变的。
And God never changed the way he told Abraham the first way he called him or second time he called him.
人的本地本族户家在当时是农业社会啊。
It was a,
是他的根哦。
In a farming society, as it was back then, the country, the household, the people, the land was the very way they survive.
我们这一代是算中间代，如果前一代的人你要叫他出国，他说我去住住看啊，住得下再住，住不下我就再回家。 不是这样子的吗？你的祖父不是你的祖母不是这样想的吗？
For us, several generations before us, if you ask them to go to other countries, they may be thinking, you know, if I go there, maybe take a few years. If I don't get used to it, I can always come back.
你还有去的地方，人家都替你安排好了，机票替你弄好，房子房间替你弄好，你还这样想？亚伯兰不是啊，并且亚伯兰离我们现在更远哦。
For us, when we go to other countries, everything was arranged very well for us. And you even still was think about coming back. For Abraham, however, nothing was prepared for him, and the journey was even longer.
神真正的从他的原来的生命的根把他拔出来。
So completely God uprooted him from his previous life.
其实我们信仰也是这样子的。
Same goes true for our faith.
我们信仰是什么？要从魔鬼的权下把它转移到爱子的国度，也是一个移民呢。
We need to transform our faith from the kingdom of the Satan to the kingdom of God. This is also sort of immigration.
Hey, 哥罗西书是这样说的吗?
He says so in the book of Corinthians.
第一章是说，把那个从魔鬼的权下，把它拔出来，移到爱子的国度，移到神的国度里面。
He says so in the first chapter of Colossians. Says that move from the power, from the control of the Satan to the kingdom, the love of God.
所以神对亚伯兰的第一个要求也是这样子。拔出来。
So the first condition that God set for Abraham is to uproot him.
我们天国路要跑得完的话，一定要从这世俗的魔鬼的这种思想拔出来。
In order to be able to run on the heavenly kingdom road, we need to uproot ourselves from the world.
但是这不容易啊。
But however, this is not very easy.
有时候你开始的时候有这种决心，但是慢慢的又被拖回去了。
You may have a good resolution in the beginning, but later on, as time goes on, you are going back to the old ways.
好，神第一次从乌尔把他拔出来。
So first time, God let him out of Ur.
他已经走了几千 mile 了。
He may have traveled several thousand miles.
走到哈兰了。
All the way to Haran.
又定在那里了。
And then he will settle down over there.
神再一次再把他拔出来。
And once again, God uprooted him again.
现在继续往那个什么，迦南地去了。
And then he went on towards the land of Canaan.
我们来看，第二节，十二章第二节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 2.
神说，我必叫你成为大国。
God said, I'll make you into a great nation.
赐福给你。
And I'll bless you.
叫你名字为大。
And make your name great.
你要大，你的以后，你的子孙，你的国，你子孙之后的国也要大。
And your descendant will also become a big nation.
大家都要因着你得福啊。
Everybody will be blessed because of you.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
有这样的应许，当然，大家都很高兴啊。
With such a good promising, of course, everybody was happy.
那亚伯兰也是很高兴啊。
And so was Abraham.
但是也要决心啊。
However, he still have to have a resolution.
因为这样的应许是不是在手里的。
Because this promise was, after all, not in his hand.
但是他现在有的那个什么房子，他现在有的那个人口、财物是在手里的。
Well, he had the houses, the people, the possessions he had was in his hand.
要离开这些。
But he had to depart from those things.
要走了。
To leave them.
他是有决心。
And he had to have resolution.
这是他第二次被选召，他这。被召啊，他真的就断了。
This is the second time he was called, and he decided to leave those behind.
希伯来书记载说，他再也没有回去的。他可以再回去的，但是他也在从他第二次走出来之后，他再也没有回去过了。
According to the book of Hebrew, it says that he never came back again.
我们第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
亚伯兰就照永生神的吩咐去了。
So Abraham left as the Lord had told him.
好，他真的是顺服的走了。
And he did so according to God's will.
但是走的时候呢，罗德也跟他同去。
And Lot went with him.
罗德也跟他一起去了。
And Lot went with him together.
他们本来是四个，对不对？
They used to have four people together.
出乌尔的时候四个，圣经有记载的了哈，就是爸爸
，the father。
亚伯兰，亚伯兰的太太罗德。那现在呢？爸爸死了，那他只要带他的侄儿罗德了。
Since his father passed away, so he brought his nephew Lot.
我们会看到神只是招一个，所以一路上怎么样？不是真正被招的，怎么一个一个走了
？We know that God only called upon one person, and those who are not called left one by one along the way.
在哈兰，他的爸爸死了。
In Haran, his father passed away.
好，现在他带他侄儿走了。
Now his nephew left.
这个好像过程没有什么记载。
He did not record those things in detail.
我们看第五节哈。
Let's look at verse 5.
他们就带这些所有的就带着就走了。
So he took his everything, wife, everybody, all the possession they
stole. 都带往迦南地去哈。
And they all went to the land of Canaan.
迦南，这个跟第十一章的 第二三十一节最后也是一样，说他们要往迦南地去。
This is just a recording similar to what was recorded in chapter 11, verse 31.
这个不是这个目标不是新的目标，这是老早既定的目标了，只是第一次没完成的。
This is not a new goal. It was a goal that they didn't realize the first time.
那我们再看十二章第五节的最后下半句了哈，最后那一句说，他们就到了迦南地。
Then the second part of verse 5 says that they arrived at the land of Canaan.
他们到了，对不对？这很快啊，这当中没有记载，其实这当中也经过好几百迈啊，走路啊。
They must have gone through at least several hundred miles, even though it was not recorded here.
如果我们有一首诗，到了迦南就怎么样？到了迦南就怎么样？结束了嘛，是不是？应该神要他去迦南地，已经到了，已经怎么样？Game over, 已经不完了。
There's one hymn says we arrive at land of Canaan, and here they did, and seems like there's nothing left to do. It's over.
是不是？但是还没有啊。到了迦南才是真正的开始。
It was not over. However, actually, getting to the land of Canaan is the beginning only.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at chapter verse 6.
他到了迦南哦，是应许地哦。好。亚伯兰经过那地，到了事件的地方，摩利橡树那里。那时呢，迦南人住在那地。
So Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem, and the time Canaanite was in the land.
这个很特别，到那里很特别。你看第七节。
It was very special. Let's look at verse 7.
神向他显现。
The Lord appeared to him.
在亚伯兰故事里面，你可以把神像亚伯兰显现把它都统计出来，不是说随便每天都在显现，神不会说显现说，哎，今天赶快八点到了睡觉，明天神六点哎起床，然后说哎该吃早餐，这个神已经定了自然律，已经给我们这样的在我们里面的规律，你自己做，神不会叫你的。你三天三天不睡觉，神也不会说睡觉。神你老早叫你睡了，你身体就怎么样，就需要睡，这就是神告诉你睡，这是自然的启示啊。
If you look at the life of Abraham and count how many times the Lord appeared to him, you notice that God does not appear to anybody very easily. Just, for example, he will not appear to you, ask you to go to bed at night because you can do that by yourself.
但是有时候是神特别的启示，是有特别的事件。
So when God appeared to people, there was something special.
神对亚伯兰说了。
And God.
我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
He told him that I was going to give this land to you and your descendant.
神为什么会这样跟他说？
Why did God tell him that?
有原因呢。
There was a reason.
你看，在你把第七节跟第六节对照一下。
Let's compare verse 7 verse and verse 6.
亚伯拉罕千里迢迢的走，用走的走到迦南地了。
Abraham walked several thousands of miles to the land of Canaan.
一看有人住了。
And then there were people living there already.
如果你的祖父要离世之前写个遗嘱说啊，我在那个 Seattle 那边有一栋那个$10,000,000的那个房子，如果你用走的走去那里呢，那一个就给你，那你就开始走了。
Take example,
一看哇，别人住在那里，被骗了，你那怎么样？气死了，昏倒。
If your grandfather left your will before he died, saying that he had a mansion in Seattle, and it's about $10,000,000, and if you can walk all the way there, it's yours. And by the time you get there, see somebody living there, you were cheated, so you will be very angry.
要不然走到说家人到了家人不是很高兴吗？到了家人，有人住，你会不会闷呐？
Same thing for Abraham. After walking all the way to land of Canaan, and he found that people were living there already.
你会理解吗？奇怪，神说这个地是给我，但是是别人的地。我带你去隔壁说，这个送给你啊，我就走了。
Would you be able to understand?
你站在那里，人家住的啊。你说这个开玩笑开得太大了吧？
He sent you all the way there, yet it's landed occupied by other people already. Wouldn't that be a big joke?
但是亚伯兰他怎么样来回答？
How did Abraham answer?
亚伯兰就在那里筑了一座坛。
So he built an altar there to the Lord.
在圣经里面，足坛跟你对神的回应这有关系的。但我们现在讲的说啊，足坛这个，这是特别要小心，这是什么？跟土地有关系才足坛。
And building an altar is the answer to Lord. It has to do with the land over there.
他是对神应许他这个应许地土地，他就筑一座坛。
Because God promised the land to him, so he built the altar there.
也是用记号了。
This is a symbol.
意思说谢谢啦，我领啦，虽然是别人的东西。
Meaning, thank you. I will take it, even though it belongs to somebody else.
这就是信心了。
And this is faith.
信心是你相信神的绝对，但是在当时当下是不可能的。
Which is to believe the absolute truth of God's words, yet even though it was not impossible at that time.
信心是超越人的理智的。
And the faith is something that transcends our understanding.
这不是冲突了。
This is not a conflict.
因为神是有更高的美意。
Because God has a higher purpose.
超越你现在能够所想到的。
That's beyond anything that we understand at this moment.
他不理解。
He did not understand either.
但是他接受了。
He took it, accepted, however.
上几个礼拜我们有谈到约瑟，对不对？
A few weeks back, we talked about Joseph.
现实对他来讲不利啊！现实对他来讲根本就不可能是当那个当宰相的嘛，是不是
？The reality was harsh for him, and it seemed impossible for him to become a prime minister.
但神又说他以后要好，要很要成就神的旨意，他怎么办？
Yeah,
接受了。
Yeah, God promised him he'll be better later, and so he just accepted.
但是他满意吗？
Was he happy? Was he satisfied?
但是从他的理智来讲不满意啊。
From his own understanding, he was not happy.
但是在灵里面他接受了。
In his spirit, however, he accepted.
所以你看他不满意，所以他搬家，对不对？
Because he was not satisfied, therefore he moved again.
你看第六节，他是到了世界他现在搬呢，就是他。足坛之后，你看第八节，从那里又迁到伯特利。为什么搬家
？So verse A says that he moved again, went on toward the hill east side of Bethel. Why did he move again?
我们用现在的那头脑想，很自然了。要不是职业换了，就是怎么样？这房子太小了，或是不太好，对不对？换一个更好的，至少是更。合我的意的，对不对？才会搬家嘛，不可能说现在住得好好的，乱搬了，不可能的。
Use our own logic nowadays, you probably think that either they have a job change or they want a bigger house, and that there's no other reasons why they want to move again.
所以你看他第八节又开始搬了，搬到伯特利了。
So verse A says that they moved again to the land of Bethel.
搬到那里又筑了一座坛，又求告神的名。
Where they built another altar and called on the name of the Lord.
但是又不满意啊。
They wasn't satisfied either.
但是你也可以说他是牧羊人啊，所以到处这样子去牧羊，对不对？
You could say that he was a shepherd because he had to go around to raise his sheep.
但是如果你晓得那个犹太地的那个自然景观的话，你就不会这样讲。
You won't say so. However, if you understand what the land was like in the places over there.
因为在迦南地的话。北边、东边这边比较有草啊，你看约旦河右边这边是什么基列地，那个都是草原。你越往南怎么样？犹大越沙漠啊，是越旷野啊。所以你越南越往南搬是怎么？人越少，那个什么水草越少，搬到最后就搬到那个什么那个沙漠里面了、啊，西乃旷野里面了、啊。再搬去就沙地阿拉伯这边，那就真的沙漠了，就真的所以如果用这样的说啊，他是因为逐水草而居的游牧人，那你对当地理有点知识有点少。
According to the understanding of the geography over there, the land to the north and to the east are more fertile because there was a Jordan River over there. And to the south, however, it become more and more like a desert. That's where current Saudi Arabia is. So they were not just following the water, following the grass.
这有可能他是我们可以知道的，就是他一个地方不对，这个好像不是给我的，因为这个也不对啊，都有人住啊。 往南越来越没人住嘛，是不是？
So probably felt to him like this place didn't feel right to him. Then he just kept on moving because there were people lived there already, and there were less people in the south, of course.
第九节
，verse nine.
后来亚伯兰搬到那里，渐渐往南地去了。
9 says Abraham set out and continued towards Negev.
Negev 就是什么？就南地。那个是那个，如果干季的话，那个河水那个河啊，变成什么？变成路啊，变成道路啊，可以走路的。
Was toward the south, where in the dry season the river will dry up and you can use the riverbed as a road.
所以你看，他是一步一步往南走。
So he edged.Set out, continue toward the south.
但是那个地方也是迦南地，就是了，也是应许地了。
Which still belong to the land of Canaan.
但是那个是应许地的边陲地带啊。
That was on the edge, however.、
嗯、如果我们把迦南地当成教会
，If we think of the land of Canaan as the church,
来相信神
，and we need to believe in the Lord.
神选召我们
，and Lord has chosen us.
有时候。一次两次才招得来啊。
Sometimes it may take a few times of calling.
因为你的那个东西太多了。
Because we have too many baggages along.
放不下。
Too little place to put them.
要真正的信主，要真正的从你本来那个根要拔出来。
In order to truly believe in the Lord, we need to be uprooted through from our own origin.
如果拔不出来的话，那连根哦，那个。那个什么，你要说藕断丝连，你就是真的到教会来之后怎么样？进了信主之后还是怎么样？还是黏糊糊的，还是有时候被黏回去的。
If we fail to do that, however, then even we may appear physically at the church, someday we might be put away to put to the old selves.
你进到教会来了
，When we come to the church,
你一定会找一个。你的适合的位置、啊、
you probably will find a place that you feel most comfortable.
如果刚刚像亚伯兰一样、哦、看这里找不对，那里不对。
If you're like Abraham, you settle here for a while and move to another place.
但是他是蛮有信心的。
But he had faith, however.
他就肯定说这个就是我应该到的地方，迦南地。
And he was sure that was the land he was supposed to be in.
但是他后来移到了边陲地带了。
In the end, however, he moved all the way to the boundary.
边缘人哦，边缘的人物哦。
Become a marginalized.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse
10. 那个地遭遇饥荒，那饥荒很大。
Now there was a great famine in the land.
迦南地也有饥荒哦。
Even there's famine even in the land of Canaan.
嗯。应许地神，他一直他，如果你是亚伯，你会想很多了。我千里迢迢的跑到这里来。
If you're Abraham, you may think that I went through all the trouble, went through thousands of miles to here.
在乌尔是文明最高的地方。
And back home in Ur, that was a very civilized place.
我到了哈兰，那边是什么？我有财产、有人口的地方。
And where then I went to the place of Haran, where I had people, I had land.
神，你硬硬的把我拉到这个什么大饥荒的地方。
And now, however, you took me all the way to this place. There was a great famine.
怎么办
？What do I do now?、
嗯、人家有一句话说，有样学样，没样就自己想，他就开始自己想了。
If you have example to follow, you will follow. But now he's all by himself, so he has to figure out a way to live.
他决定是什么？亚伯兰就下埃及去。
So his decision was to go down to Egypt.
我看他内心会有挣扎的啦。
He must have some struggle in his heart.
他不是要去住在那里哦。
He was not to go there to live.
他还想说要在那里暂居，有没有
？He imagined here he was only going to live for a while, live there.
避避风头啊。
Just to, We'll leave there until the famine is over.
因为这个时机实在太不好了。不是我要离开，情势所逼啊，人在江湖身不由己啊。
because the timing he thought was so unfortunate that he had to leave for a while.
我们不是这样常常有这样的信仰的冲突吗？
Oftentimes we have similar situation as well.
不是我不想遵守神的道，不是我不想遵守安息日，实在是时势所逼啊，没办法，人在江湖身不由己啊。等到我老了退休了再来好好服侍，我们总是把二手货退给神了、啊。就 second hand 你已经用光了，被社会用完了，然后剩下的剩余价值，哎呀，主耶稣、啊、主耶稣是很慈悲的，他 二手的东西他也是收就是了啦，但是也尽量来没有关系啦，你说退休再来服侍也好啊，不是说不好，但是我是有时候常常替主耶稣打抱不平，就是
我 often find
这是人的想法。
Similar excuses as Abraham had here. We may, you know, the timing may be not right. I had to take care of the things in the world, so I may come back to serve you, Lord, when I get old. And we end up leaving all the second-hand stuff to our God.
他不是要下埃及，不，我们不能说他信仰堕落，他没有啊，他信仰在，他有神。应许地的观念还在，你不能说啊，亚伯兰堕落了，堕落哪里？他晓得哪里是对，哪里是错，哪里有堕落。堕落是什么样？把错的变成对的，才叫堕落。
We cannot say that Abraham lost his faith because he was only going to go there for a little while. He didn't turn something wrong to right.
他是被环境所逼的。
He had to do so because of the environment.
以我们来讲，可以同情呢。
And if we were the judge, we probably say it's okay.
但是他很知道下埃及的结果怎么样。
However, he knew what was going to happen next.
他晓得埃及凶恶。
He knew that Egypt was a land of hardship.
所以十一节。
Therefore, in chapter
11, 他快到埃及了。
When he was about to enter Egypt,
他就对自己太太说了。
He told his wife,
他说我知道你容貌俊美的妇人呐。
He said, I know what a beautiful woman you are.
他以前是很高兴的，娶到漂亮太太是高兴的事情。
Of course, he was happy when he married this woman because.
但现在有麻烦了。
And now the beauty brings about trouble.
哎，十二节，他说埃及人看到一定说，哎。这是他的妻子。
So verse 12 says, when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife.
他们就要杀我，却叫你活，存活。
And then they will kill me, but let you live.
他也很晓得自己的危险了。
He clearly knew his danger.
有时候我们要做一件违反圣经的事情，或是就是或是在边缘人在跑做边缘在走的时候，我们很晓得。这个小心哦，真的，我们也很知道。我说，嘿，求主保守，做一点坏事。
Sometimes when we do something, like this, which is not supposed to, which we are not supposed to do according to the Bible, we know there may be danger. We'll say, please bless us, Lord.
太晓得人家会杀他。
He knew that somebody might want to kill him.
他说怎么办？
He was wondering what to do.
他就跟他的太太说了第十三节，他说拜托哈，求你哈，用求的了。在当时是大男人的社会，哪里有求太太的？但是这时候亚伯兰不得不向太太求了。哎，拜托求你哈，说你是我的妹妹好了。
So in verse 13, he had to beg his wife to say that she was his sister.
其实他讲的也是对的。
Actually, there was some truth in what he was saying.
是对一半。
But that was only half truth.
其实他太太也是他的妹妹了，同父异母的妹妹。
His wife was actually his sister of the same father.
他避重就轻啊。
And he took the easy part.
他说讲妹妹好了啦。那我因你得平安，我的命也因你存留。
And he said that so I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you.
他用这样子避重就轻讲一半的对的，然后自己得平安，然后也得命，这不是两全其美吗？
With this half truth, he was able to preserve his life, and he was able to gain peace. What a wonderful choice that was!
好，他想好了，就下埃及了。
So after his planning, then he went on.
十四节。
14.
然后他到了埃及呢，埃及人看到他太太，哎呀，真的是漂亮。所以这个漂亮是公定的，在迦南地人家说漂亮，到埃及也是漂亮，这漂亮不会说有分别的。
So when they went to Egypt, the Egyptian did think that she was a beautiful woman, and this beauty is a pretty absolute.
十五节。
Verse 15.
所以法老的这个臣宰看见了他，就在法老面前夸奖那妇人了。啊，他就那妇人就怎么样？被带进法老的王宫去了，哎呀
！So when Pharaoh's officials saw her, they praised her to the Pharaoh, and she was taken to his palace.
这很自然，对不对
？That was very natural.
在当时，这很自然的事情。这个法老有没有犯错？没有啊。
The Pharaoh did not do anything wrong either.
好，娶人家的妹妹，这个当然，这个他的哥哥要对他好一点了。所以十六节，法老因这妇人就厚待亚伯兰，亚伯兰就得了许多的牛羊、骆驼、公驴、母驴、仆婢，哇，算是丰丰盛盛的这个什么东西了。
So verse 16 says that Pharaoh treated Abraham very well for her sake, and Abraham acquired sheep, cattle, male and female donkeys, manservant, maidservant, and camels.
如果你是亚伯兰，你东西送来了，对不对？
If you are him, and you receive all the gifts,
哇，这么多东西，你要感谢主吗？
Would you
感谢主啊！
Thank Lord for all the stuff you acquired.
怎么办？
What do you do?
哎，你不感谢不行哦，这么多东西，命活着，对不对？
You still have to thank God because of all the stuff.
东西送来了，
your life is preserved.
你怎么办？
What do you do?
当然，这里面记载亚伯兰怎么办，但是他要收下来就是了。他收下来是要感谢呢，还是不感谢？我们凡事感谢，对不对？感谢神呢、啊，边神要不要感谢？你感谢不感谢？啊，是说你没有太太，不能问你。
He did accept all the gifts, and he even though he didn't know whether to truly thank God for this or not, he was in kind of a dilemma.
我们的信仰常常遇到这样子，不是吗
？We often encounter such situations in our spiritual life.
我讲一个见证，这是一个老执事告诉我的。
Hello, testimony. This was shared with me through a deacon.
这差不多五十年前了。
It's about 50 years ago.
有一个老执事。
There was an old deacon.
他有一天他在教会。
One day he was in the church.
有个弟兄拿一个猪头。现在你听到猪头啊，晕倒。在五十年前，那猪头是啊低等的那个礼物啊。
One brother brought him.
讲给你们听，你们
pig head
要五十岁以上的人才听得懂。
You may be scared of the pig head now, but 50 years ago, pig head was a very great gift.
你要说什么生前一粒豆，胜于死后那个死后拜猪头，那个是生理啊，大的生理才一个猪头啊。
And the pig head was the best gift to give people.
以现在要用什么来比喻啊？不知道，就是你们什么是最好的？房子十栋有 view 的这样子好吗？
Now, for example, you give somebody a house with a 360-degree view. It's just like a people gave a pig head to somebody else 50 years ago.
好，那这执事呢？不敢说啊。
So the deacon was afraid he should take that gift or not.
为什么？因为那个弟兄很穷啊。
Because that brother, after all, was very poor.
他也知道，他说弟兄你。他说：“感谢主啊，这个大家奉献给教会就是了。以前是拿石，都是实实在在东西来的。去非洲也是一样啊。我第一次去，他们哦奉献哦，来一个人拿两个地瓜，一个抓一只鸡来。我想起啊，我们以前小时候也是这样子。
So back then, people used to donate to church through real things, food, for example, and just same thing happening in Africa even now.” So the deacon was not sure whether he should accept the pig head or not.
那这个只是说跟我说，他说这个，他说你这么穷，你自己留着啦，你怎么浪费这么多钱去买个大猪头来？
The deacon said, "You're in such a poor financial situation. Why did you spend so much money to buy the pig head? Why don't you keep for yourself?"
那个弟兄说：“感谢主啦，一定要收啦。”
The brother said, "Thank Lord, you have to take this."
他说：“什么事啦？”
And deacon said, "What happened?"
那弟兄说：“我昨天哈晚上我家里剩下最后的一块钱。”
The brother said, "Last night there was only $1 left in our house."
他就祷告了。
So he prayed.
祷完之后， 那时候他是在九龙香港，这个故事是从那边来的。He
was in Keelung, Hong Kong at that time.
他叫赌场了。
That was there was a gambling house over there.
他说奉主耶稣圣名赌，想赌。
So in the name Lord Jesus Christ, I'll go gamble with that dollar.
哎，真的赢耶！
So that was actually very effective.
哇，越赌越有信心，到最后就是全赌了，奉主耶稣圣名，哎，哈利路亚。
So he said in the name of Jesus Christ, I put all my money there. So he kept on winning.
那真的，哇，赢很多啊。
And in the end, he won a lot of money.
哦，他很高兴，感谢主啊，主耶稣让我。
Very happy, thank Lord.
所以他买那个猪头来。
So he used that money to buy a pig head.
这个只是那个猪头一直放在他手上，不晓得怎么办。
And then the deacon had that pig head on his hand, didn't know what to do.
跟亚伯拉一样。
The same situation that Abraham was going through at that time.
怎么办呢？
What would he do?
我们常常，你没有遇到这样子吗？ 有啊，很多信徒都遇到这样的情况。
Many of us have encountered situations like similar to this.
只是有时候我们的良心没有敏感，不敏感了。
Sometimes our conscience may not be working very hard.
我们看箴言第10章20节。
Let's read the book of Proverbs, chapter 22.
10章
chapter 10,
22节。
Verse 22.
就是说，10章20节。 永生神所赐的福使人富足，并不加忧虑。
Proverbs verse chapter 10 verse 22 says the blessing of the Lord brings wealth and he adds no trouble to it.
如果你得福了，
if you received wealth,
无论你得到什么东西就是了，
whatever it is, the possession, you may gain some money,
又是或是富足了，
or you may have some possessions.
如果你有忧虑了，
if you have some trouble along with it,
就好像亚伯兰这样有忧虑了，
just like Abraham had at that time,
你要晓得这不是神给你的啦。
You should know that this blessing did not come from Lord.
永生神所赐的福是怎么样，让你富足但是不会忧虑，让你能够富足能够享受。
Because the blessing of the Lord brings wealth along with no trouble, so that you can truly enjoy.
赚大钱，魔鬼可以给你赚大钱呢。
If you want to make money, the Satan can make you very wealthy as well.
只是我们分量不够而已啦。Maybe
we're not. We
在魔鬼的天平上分量不够。Maybe
we do not count as much on the scale of the Satan.
魔鬼只有一次把他所有的怎么样 offer 给主耶稣，有没有？
Satan
最后的赌注啊，他说。 跟主耶稣说，你拜我一下，把怎么样全世界跟世界荣华都给你。魔鬼不会对你讲这样子了，我们太轻了嘛。他给你两栋房子，你就拼一生就拼死你了，不是吗？魔鬼说，给你一条街，你就拼死了，那他还要给你全世界啊？你细谷赚得下来吗？整个细谷你全部都赚下来，拜托你全部把细谷赚下来，还是在世界还是怎么样？ 还要更多的东西啊，对不对？赚下细谷，你旧金山也赚不下来，你旧金山赚下来那个洛杉矶，你还赚不下嘛？还很少嘛。但是魔鬼不会把细谷当赌注赌给你啊，有没有？没有，不会啦，我们分量还不够。So
for once, Satan offered the whole world to Jesus Christ because he weighed a lot on his scale for us. However, even if only offers one or two houses or one street, we will be more than happy to work to death to work for him. And however, no matter how hard you work, you will never be able to gain the whole Silicon Valley. Even if you do gain the whole Silicon Valley, you will never be able to gain San Francisco or Los Angeles, for example.
Hey, 魔鬼跟主耶稣说， 拜我一下。
So Satan told Jesus Christ, if you worship me,
就拜一下，
only for once,
万国，
the whole nation, all the nations,
并且加上万国的荣华，
with all the glory.
你有万国不一定有万国荣华。
All the nation with all its glory will be given to you. Sometimes you may have the nations but not the glory.
就主耶稣才在那个魔鬼很聪明的，魔鬼很看价值看得很准的。
He knew what was valuable.
他只有对耶稣 offer 这样过，是不是？ So, 要看人啊，那是看人出价钱，对不对？
So he put forth an offer according to the value.
你不要以为说哦，魔鬼看上你，他就会把全世界给你没有了。我刚讲一条街你就拼死了，多少人拼了一生一条街都买不下来，我们教会这条街你买得下来吗？是要第几街？第五街吧。
And therefore, Satan would not offer us the whole world because we don't weigh as much on his scale.
没有办法了，魔鬼只两个房间有两个房子有 view 的，你就拼了，你就拼死了。
And for Satan to offer us two houses with views, and we're willing to spend our whole life to work for it.
埃及王给我们的什么？我们的主亚伯拉罕那么多东西啊！
The king of Egypt, Pharaoh, gave Abraham so much stuff.
我们的这个亚伯拉罕怎么样收了
？And Abraham took them.
他这时候还没有学会。
That back then he still did not learn how to deal with situation like that.
这个时候他头脑还是蒙叉叉的，他只想着说神应许地，这是事实啊。
And he wasn't thinking very clearly at that time. He was only thinking that this, after all, was the promised land from God.
这个时候的亚伯拉罕如果不嫁他也可以啊，是不是？不嫁他，不嫁给他也好啊。哪里为了自己的命把太太送给人？这个不嫁，
for somebody like
这种弟兄不好。
Who is willing to give up his wife?
要进步。
To save his own life, it's better not to marry him.
但是要进步了哈，不然的话就娶不到人喽。要进步。
So need to make progress, otherwise won't be able to marry anybody.
但是神，我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
这个神要出手啊，神不出手，这个不行啊，这个玩不下去了。
So now we need the help from God, otherwise the thing will go to nowhere.
神就大大的什么降罚给这个法老和他全家。
The Lord inflicted serious diseases on the Pharaoh and his household.
神就是这样子，你会替法老打不平，我又没有做什么错，是不是？
This is how God carry out his work. You may think that Pharaoh didn't do anything wrong. Why him?
那当然，第十八节了。
In verse 18,
当然法老就把这个亚伯兰召来了。
So Pharaoh summoned Abraham.
骂一顿呢。
And he rebuked him.
对他说：“你向我做什么事？”
What have you done to me?
为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子？
Why didn't you tell me she was your wife?
为什么说，她是你的妹妹？
And why do you say she's my sister?
你看你把害我到把你这个太太娶过来是，
And now I took her to be my wife.
你看我现在被你们的神修理了，你看。
See now I got punished by your God.
那现在你的妻子在这里。
Now here's your wife.
你可以带她走吧。
And take her and go.
走。
He asked me to go.
二十节。
So 20.
于是法老吩咐人将亚伯兰和他妻子并他所有的都送走了。
So verse 20 says that then Pharaoh gave orders about Abraham to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything he had.
这个法老实在是撇了夫人又折兵。
So Pharaoh here lost the wife and then lost all the possession he gave to Abraham.
但是我们再看看这个亚伯拉罕。
Let's look at Abraham again.
这法老很仔细的，你看他派人，
careful.
你要晓得把亚伯拉罕跟他的妻子并他所有的送走，就是什么？送到他的境界之外，遣送什么出去
？He sent all the people.
我们的那个。
With him to make sure they do get out of the country.
这个信仰之主第一个被遣送出境的就是他。
The first one who was sent out of the country was Abraham.
真的，他怕说他还留在这里啊，所以特别派人好离开国境，以后不准来，列入黑名单。
So they specially sent people to make sure he left the country and he never come back again.
这是。我信仰的祖先是这样子来的。
And this is our father of our faith.
十三章第一节。
Verse 13, chapter 13, verse 1.
亚伯兰就带着他的妻子罗德，并一切所有的，从埃及就上南地去了。
So then Abraham went up from Egypt to Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him.
他从南地来，现在回到南地了。
He came from Negev to Egypt. Now he's back to Negev.
怎么样？撕掉你的勇敢的心，要从哪里开始撕毁你勇敢的心？
And where you started, you come back with your brave heart.